Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redling.
There's a guy in our community. His name is Bishop Michael Robinson. You might have heard his name. He was the director of the homeless shelter at the Biddle House for a while. He's had many other opportunities to serve in our community. He is pastor of Hope Nation Church and director of their homeless ministries. And I'm so excited to have him join me today on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlick. Bishop Robinson, thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me, Judy.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your church.
Well, I've been actively involved in working in the community for, I don't know. I can't do the math. It's been so long. I started here. Here's a wonderful story you'll like. Started in middle school during a student leadership retreat. And they sent us, they dropped us off downtown, and they told us we had to survive in the downtown area. And I said, well, we are technically homeless. Let's go to the homeless shelter. I know this place. We went to a church, they call it the Red Door Church.
Yeah.
And they had a shelter in the basement. I bartered with them. I said, we'll cook for you if you allow us to stay here tonight, because I didn't want to sleep outside. And they allowed us to do so. And from there was my very first time in a homeless shelter. From there and doing that, it brought forth something amazing. My classmates and I, down through the years, through middle school, through high school, every holiday we would meet up at New Life Evangelistic Center, and we would serve Thanksgiving and Christmas time there. That was our meetup spot. That's how the bug hit me.
Wow, that's amazing. So middle school is when it started. And how long did you have to do the Survivor Project?
It was for 2 days. Yeah, we were out for 2 days.
What a great idea. So Bishop Robinson, as you've looked at the homeless population over the past how many years, has it changed? And what is it like today as opposed to maybe when you started out?
I think I would say that it changed, but I think it was the same. It's the same. I just wasn't aware of some of the major challenges that individuals face. I was just a young adult doing this, and all I saw was that there were people that were outside and had a need. So my response was, fix it. White knight syndrome. Come in and fix the problem. And I thought that that was all to it, not realizing that there were multiplicity of layers that individuals have and experience that have caused them to be in those positions that they were in.
You know, I've worked with the homeless all of my life, too, being the wife of Ray Redlick, who's vice president of New Life Evangelistic Center. And I've seen that people have maybe less places to go today than they did 25 or 30 years ago. And maybe they were becoming homeless because of a fire. What do you see?
Absolutely. I do believe that there have been less spaces for individuals to go. The entire reason why I created an organization called City Hope St. Louis was because of that. It was because 2017, Winter Vortex came through. It was the very year that they closed down New Life Evangelistic Center. And as a response to that, I said, What's going to happen? There's over 200 or 300 people, I believe, that would be in that facility. Where are they going to go? And so we took the brave approach, me and Pastor Steve Boda from Bridge of Hope Ministries, right on Cottage and Bishop P.L. Scott Avenue. We opened the doors of the Bridge of Hope building and created a warming center. not knowing what was going to happen, not even knowing. I didn't have a budget. I didn't have any food. I cooked a pot of spaghetti myself for them. All I had was a pot of spaghetti and a weather forecast. That's what I started with. And 60 to 70 individuals came into that building that night. Then individuals, including Pastor Ray, came to help us out and get us the resources and the tools that we needed to continue to house individuals.
So your homeless ministry today, City Hope St. Louis, what do you do on a regular basis and how many people do you serve?
Well, we make sure that we house individuals with love, with dignity, and respect. We're big on those things, and those principles are our standard. So we ensure that when temperatures are 32 degrees and below, that our doors are open, and 35 and below with precipitation. If for some reason it's frigid and in the teens in the morning, we stay open for 24 hours. We this winter, we had about 11 or 12 days that our facility was open for 24 hours. We had no funding from any governmental agency or any organization. We raised the money. Individuals from around this city gave us $24 to be open 24 hours. And it has worked out very well for us.
And how many people do you think you house a night?
So nightly now, we're only in one space. This is a little bit different from us where we, during the pandemic, we were housing, we had 10 locations opened at once, housing over 350 individuals nightly. Now we're down to only doing it from the basement of our church. So about 30 individuals nightly can be served. And even with that, we still supply other shelters with resources that we have an abundance of.
Bishop Michael Robinson is my guest. They have a homeless shelter in their church. Tell us a little bit about your church.
Hope Nation International Church is an amazing church filled with some amazing people that walk with me to do this thing, to do Matthew 25. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was in prison, you came to visit. Now I'm paraphrasing it, but as often as you have done it to the least of these, you have done it unto me. We do that type of ministry every single day. I just left the church. We just finished what we call Joseph's Table. It's a food distribution that goes on twice.
Joseph's Table.
Yeah, Joseph's Table is a food distribution that happens about twice a week where we share. It's different than a food pantry. This is quality food that comes from one of the top food restaurant distributors in the city. And so you can come in and you can get various types of produce as well as everything from steaks to chicken to crab. I mean, they load us up with a variety of things, and it has been a blessing to our community members.
And this is all cooked food?
No, this is food for individuals in the community. Now, we also get to use that very same food for our shelter guests. So it's not unusual sometimes to come in and have prime rib at the shelter.
So as you think about this, Bishop Robinson, I think a lot of people might feel that people are homeless and they just want a hand out. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
That's not true. Most of our individuals are hardworking individuals. You have people that have jobs. This year I saw one of the highest number of individuals that were working individuals with vehicles, but the temperatures dropped so low they could no longer sleep in their cars.
Oh.
So they came inside. We've seen so many of them that would come in every night to be with us. They were workers. They worked, but they could not afford. They could not afford housing. There were individuals that have mental health challenges, things that they personally could not, you know, fix. They needed help. They needed resources to get pointed to places that would be able to assist them with their mental health challenges and disorders. Or you have individuals that were challenged with substance abuse or trauma related issues. We make sure that we have full wraparound service. And let's not forget those that have some medical challenges. Oftentimes we're receiving individuals from the hospitals that have no other place to go. We're receiving them and housing them until we can get them reconnected with family members or other suitable places for them to be housed.
Bishop Michael Robinson is my guest today on Encounter, learning more about the homeless. Maybe your eyes are being opened about the homeless population. Maybe you had a different perspective. So, Bishop Robinson, how can people find out more?
Oh, they can always follow us on any of our social media platforms under our church, which is Hope Nation International Church, or under our nonprofit organization, which is City Hope St. Louis, all social media pages. So our phone number is 314-614-9843. That's 314-614-9843. And our website is www.cityhopestl.org.
Bishop Michael Robinson has been my guest, pastor of Hope Nation International Church. Pastor Robinson, in closing, what misconceptions do you find quite often people have concerning the homeless?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that homelessness is a crime and that homeless people are bad people. That's so far from the truth. They're such amazing people. And once you get to know them, they become some of our greatest and have become some of my greatest friends. I love each and every one of them that I get to deal with. And they are just absolutely amazing human beings.
You've heard it on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks, Bishop Robinson, for coming. And thank you all for tuning in.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. I've got a new project coming out that I want to tell you about. It's a book that's been long in the making. It's called Forward Heel Park, Adventures with the Four-Footed Friend. And it's all about my relationships with my service dogs. You see, I've had three service dogs because I'm visually impaired, and they have really taught me a lot about independence, but also about loving and serving, being patient, and being an overcomer in a challenging place. It's coming out June 15th on Amazon. So listen more and you'll hear more about the details of my book, Forward Heel Park, Adventures with the Four-Footed Friend. I'll give you updates on my website, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. Watch for them, won't you? And don't forget to leave your review on Amazon.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
J. Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.